this affection. These experiences could well be reflected in the secret agent. Conrad's mother had died in Russian exile of tuberculosis. His father was ultimately released and allowed to return to Krakow in Poland, where he eventually succumbed to the same disease in 1869. He was buried as a hero in the vast and Gothic Rakovitsky Cemetery there. I recall visiting his grave during a visit a few years ago. So, Conrad was an orphan at the age of 11, and he became the ward of his generous maternal uncle, Tadeusz Bobrowski. The uncle took his responsibilities toward Conrad very seriously, and when Conrad was rejected for citizenship in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, he gave Conrad permission to pursue a maritime career in the French merchant marine. The young apprentice, Conrad was 16 years old now, put to sea from Marseille and sailed three times to the West Indies. In the eventful 20th year of his life, Conrad tried to kill himself by shooting himself in the chest. Some scholars have surmised that this was the result of an unhappy love affair, but Conrad had also amassed some rather large gambling debts about the same time. Once again, his uncle made good for his ward, clearing the amounts owed. In 1877, Conrad was involved in a gun-running conspiracy to arm the Carlist rebels in Spain. Probably as a result, the author-to-be lost his French mariner's certification and, in a momentous decision, signed on as crew aboard the British vessel Mavis. Had Conrad remained under the French flag, he would have been impressed into Russian military service. If Conrad shared his dead father's lack of affection for the Russians and exile, and his parents' deaths make this likely, a life at sea would have been preferable. Still, Conrad had yet to set pen to paper, at least in English. It's an interesting footnote that Joseph Conrad, one of the masters of English prose, never really learned to speak it very well. Most sources say he conversed with a thick Polish accent. The written word, however, bears no trace of his ethnicity, unless one perceives a certain Polish melancholy in his characters and situations. Conrad achieved fluency in written English in 1886, the same year he won British citizenship and his Master Mariner's papers. That's the year he officially changed his name to Joseph Conrad. In all, Conrad spent 16 years in the British Merchant Marine. Officially a captain, vessel commands were hard to come by, and he frequently took passage as a mate or other deck officer. And while he was a sailing man at heart, he was not above taking a commission aboard a steam vessel, like the one that took him up the Congo River, the SS Roy de Belge. It was that grueling experience that taxed his health in later years, yet was also the crucible for what was to become one of his most enduring works, Heart of Darkness. Most people are aware of the film Apocalypse Now, set in Vietnam and directed by Francis Ford Coppola. The film is based on Conrad's Heart of Darkness, and is proof of the enduring questions of the human condition that Conrad raised in his works. The Secret Agent also translates well to the screen. At least Alfred Hitchcock thought so back in 1936 when he produced Sabotage, which is based on The Secret Agent. That Conrad's story wears well is evidenced by the production, 6 decades after Hitchcock's work, of another film adaptation starring Bob Hoskins and Patricia Arquette. And maybe it's just me, but I thought I caught a glimmer of those same would-be terrorists in John Irving's Hotel New Hampshire. They were dark and menacing there, too, and seemingly as inept as Conrad's variety, when they blew up the Hotel New Hampshire instead of the Vienna Opera House, which was their target. Of course, they had little help from the blind Freud, who blows up their bomb-laden car with his flailing baseball bat. Such devices make for comedy. But Conrad's The Secret Agent is anything